Assignment 2, Understanding Behaviour. Chapter 1, Induction. Hello, my name is Alicia Mason and welcome to my podcast. Today I shall be outlining the different types of behaviour and how these can be managed. Assessing the benefits of understanding behaviour for public services and their personnel. Evaluating how an understanding of psychology and behaviour can benefit public services and their personnel. Chapter 2, outlining the different types of behaviour and how these can be managed. There are four types of behaviours of which I will talk about today. Aggression, which can be defined as feelings of anger or antipathy resulting in hostile or violent behaviour, readiness to attack or confront. Avoidance, which can be defined as the action of keeping away from or not doing something. Submissive, which can be defined as ready to conform to the authority or will of others. Meekly obedient or passive. Assertive, which can be defined as having or showing a confident and forceful personality. All these definitions are from the Oxford Dictionary. Aggression can be displayed in the following ways: through poor listening skills, such as the interrupting and shouting over others, as well as using body language which could be considered as threatening to others. Such behaviour can be due to a particular person having low self-esteem and reacting to a situation that they believe is the only way in which they could deal with said situation. But this means that the individual puts themselves above everyone else, including in terms of right, therefore allowing themselves to avoid responsibility for their actions and the consequences of such actions. Often enough, such individuals of whom react to situations through aggression have heightened levels of anger and frustration, developing due to feelings that they are unable to control a certain situation and or environment. Avoidance is often displayed by those of whom are trying to avoid conflict, as well as communication and any other responsibilities that they might be asked of. This can come from actions such as ignoring any direct communication attempt that has been made to engage said person, as well as avoiding social functions, both formal and casual, for example, meetings. This can also be demonstrated through the avoidance of responsibility, ensuring that nothing is ever asked or requested of them. Submissive behaviour can be shown in the workplace as deferring to those that have more power, leading that individual to be less inclined to voice their own opinion. This means that individuals with such an approach are an inappropriate choice to maintain positions of power due to being unable to command authority and demand respect. Assertive behaviour is all about creating a balance, a compromise, to allow for the protection of one's own rights whilst also ensuring the rights of others. Assertive people are able to do this because they show confidence, the respect, the opinions of others whilst also expressing their own views, ensuring that workable compromise is found is important because it ensures that communication is carried out to resolve said conflict, allowing for a team to remain effective. Inappropriate uses of assertive behaviours can be shown when an individual uses such confidence to intimidate others, and non-assertive behaviours can be shown when an individual has little confidence and is unwilling to express their own views. Behaviours in the workplace can be managed through a number of ways, such as including team building, which allows for a chance for the team to work together within different environments to achieve certain goals. Bitteri's box of which consists of the belief that an individual's attitude affects the response of the person which they are speaking to. The approach being that the view, own attitude, and consider the approach could be causing tension and by extension conflict. There is also Thomas Kilman's conflict modes, of which consist of the idea that assertiveness only works if effectively when there is also cooperation within the team. Lastly, there is also the technique of practicing assertive behaviour, ensuring the effective use of direct communication, enabling the build of self-confidence and the drop in conflict. Chapter 3, Assessing the Benefits of Understanding Behaviours for Public Services and Their Personnel. There are many benefits to understanding behaviour of the public services and their personnel. This includes producing a stronger staff motivation, which helps with personnel from the public service. Customers outside of such include the general public. This is as well as the public service as a whole. Benefits include employees being happier and more motivated within their role, as well as customers being happier as their views are being expressed and heard. The main benefits being to the public services as an entire organisation. As stress is being dealt with, which means that there are millions saved through the workforce as it is becoming more efficient. Communication is improved. This encourages the public service to achieve their overall aims and objectives, leading them to be more successful. The satisfaction needs of customers are met continuously by the public service, and the reduced conflict allows for the team to focus on achieving their tasks and goals as well as missions, therefore improving their efficiency as a team. Chapter 4, Evaluate how an understanding of psychology and behaviour can benefit public services and their personnel. From a personal point of view, you can learn certain skills in order to achieve personal goals, such as developing your own career. A reduced amount of conflict encourages motivation within the team to achieve their goals. Ensuring that you are able to fit the type of leader as assertive, being able to adapt and evolve to your role. From a leadership point of view, the understanding of psychology would enable the team leaders to the understanding response to teaching. For example, this can be associated with the stimulus and response theory. Animals and people can be taught through good and bad reinforcements, whilst an understanding of behaviour allows for leaders to understand how to resolve issues such as conflict. From a professional point of view, psychology allows for an understanding of the behaviour which the public enact, whilst understanding behaviour allows for an individual to be able to deal with tricky situations, ensuring that they create a result of customer satisfaction. From an organisational point of view, this psychology allows for an understanding of how to motivate the team towards the cause, whilst the behaviour helps the understanding of how they respond to authority figures. Thank you for listening to this podcast.